The funny thing is that just 2 years after doing this, going on my own, going to these wars, ABC News called me up and offered me a job as a correspondent. And I was just about 27. I was the youngest correspondent they'd hired since they hired Jennings and Koppel years ago. And to me, it was a lesson that, you know, 2 years before, I tried to get this entry-level job, and I thought that was the path, because that was the path that everyone took. And had I gotten that job, there's no way I would have had the opportunities that I had. There's no way I would have seen the things I've been able to see. When I was graduating, trying to decide what to do with my life, I felt paralyzed because I thought I had to figure it out all at once. I had to pick a career, start down a path that I'd be on for the rest of my life. And I now know it totally doesn't work that way. It certainly didn't for me. Everyone I know who's successful, professionally or personally, could have never predicted when they graduated from college where they'd actually end up. My friends from Yale who were happiest are the ones who thought less about where they'd be in 10 years and what steps they had to do now in order to make partner 10 years from now in a law firm or build their 401k. My friends who are happiest now are the ones who kept taking steps based on what they felt right and what felt right to them at the moment. If I'd gotten that job, as I said, at ABC News, there's no telling where I'd be now. When I started going to wars, I had no clear goal in mind. There was no path that promised me success or job security, but I was listening really to myself, and I followed my passion, and I'm more convinced than ever that if you do that, you will be successful. And I'm not talking about rich. Perhaps you will be, but you'll be fulfilled. And to me, that's the greatest success that you can have. I always wince whenever someone says, I'm starting to rush a little because I see the skies are darkening, which frankly happens wherever I go. So if I whip out my rain slicker, you're all totally screwed. I always wince when someone says that college was the best 4 years of their life, because frankly, for me, it wasn't. I hope it's not for you either. Every year after college just gets better. Your confidence grows, you're living the life that you've chosen.